The debate over chemicals in our plastic plates, bottles, and utensils actually began 5 years ago.
We have a warning tonight from scientists about a chemical found in everything from water bottles to baby bottles. There will be high-level hearings tomorrow on this chemical called bisphenol A, which may be especially dangerous for kids.
That's an ABC News report that actually aired in August of 2007, but the Food and Drug Administration is finally issuing a ruling, but it only refers to young kids. BPA, bisphenol A, can no longer be added to baby bottles and cups for kids. That's according to the FDA. Many manufacturers that actually, in fact, as far as I know, all of them had stopped adding BPA to their products, but now parents are guaranteed the chemical will not show up, at least in their child's drink. The ruling does not refer to the possible baby food containers. Joining us now, Florence Williams, was a breastfeeding mother when she became concerned with the issue. In her recent book, Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History, she talks about the many chemicals that find their way into not just infants' bodies, but our bodies as well. And she joins us now via Skype. Florence, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Celeste.
You know, as far as I can see, this FDA ruling changes nothing. What's your reaction?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It changes nothing. You know, the FDA claims that it's doing this really in response to a request by the American Chemistry Council, which is ironic because the American Chemistry Council says they want to just reassure parents that there are no products out there in terms of just sippy cups and baby bottles that contain BPA, because they claim that manufacturers have already taken this material out of these products. And yet health advocacy and consumer groups have been asking for this for years. So in a way, it's sort of a flashlight into how the FDA really makes decisions, which I think is quite interesting.
Well, they say that BPA is, there's no evidence that bisphenol A actually harms adults or kids. What's your response? I mean, what do you think about that?
That's right. That's the line that they've been using all along these past few years. And yet they can't really say with assurance that BPA is absolutely safe. And if you read their latest, they had a big ruling in 2010 when they decided to keep BPA and to still allow it in products. And in that decision, they said that while they believe it's safe, they still have, quote, some concern about possible health effects, especially in infant brain behavior and the prostate gland. So they've certainly left the door open for possible rulings down the line.
And I wanted to actually play this comment. This is Lisa Harrison with the American Chemistry Council. She's speaking on CBS News. This is actually back in 2010, but the line from the American Chemistry Council has not changed.
What's important to remember is that the FDA indicated that BPA has not been proven harmful to children or adults, and that if they believed it was unsafe, they would have issued stronger regulations.
Which is basically telling us that the only reason the FDA has come out with this ruling is as a marketing tool, don't you think?
That's right. And in fact, the FDA has had a very hard week because of recent reports in the New York Times that it's been hacking into the emails of its employees and potentially firing whistleblowers in the agency. So, I'm a little bit cynical about the timing. It does look and smell suspiciously like a PR move.
You know, we're speaking with Florence Williams, whose recent book is called Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History, and it deals with chemicals like BPA. You know, I have to wonder, Florence, at this point, and maybe you've wondered the same, is why even use BPA at this point? Many people look for plastic products. I know I would never get a plastic bottle that didn't say BPA free because I'm not going to take the chance.
Yeah, and certainly many parents, especially mothers, pregnant women, mothers of infants, agree with you and act in their personal lives on the basis of precaution and the precautionary principle. But BPA is still used because it's actually, I guess, a very wonderful product for manufacturers. It links together in these perfect sort of molecular ring structures and provides a backbone for building plastics. And it makes polycarbonates shatterproof. So it's great for things like bicycle helmets. And I'm perfectly happy to see its continued use in that. However, it's not something I really want to be ingesting with my food.
Well, what about the distinction between baby bottles and cups and the containers that hold baby food? Why do you think the FDA would not include baby food containers?
Yeah, that's a great question. Apparently, many formula companies still use BPA in the lining of cans for formula. So, you know, if you're concerned about exposures to infants, and if you're doing this to sort of reassure consumers, you're leaving out sort of vast important exposures. In fact, BPA looks like it's potentially harmful to fetuses. So, you know, if it's something that's harmful to infants, you're not going to want pregnant women to be exposed to it either, and pregnant women aren't going to feel very good about it. And yet, pregnant women still get vast exposures through canned food, canned soda, through other kinds of bottles, through thermal receipts from grocery stores. BPA is used all over the place. So, you know, my feeling about this is that the writing is on the wall. You know, if the FDA is doing this to boost consumer confidence, it's going to have to look at products across the board. And I think in a way, it's sending out a message and a signal to industry that, you know, if they're not already on the replacing BPA wagon, they better get there soon.
You know, Florence, I got to ask you for your advice for young mothers, because sometimes I know when I was a mother, it felt overwhelming. I could not keep track of all the different chemicals and all the different foods and all the different products that were safe or unsafe. I couldn't keep track of the rulings that were coming from the government, the rulings that were coming from, you know, the local advice column. At some point, it's almost as though you just have to kind of go be able to afford all organic or forget it.
You're exactly right. It's incredible anxiety. It's a huge amount of pressure. It's a big burden for moms. And I think what it comes down to is we really need our governments and manufacturers to do this for us, to provide safe products in the first place so we don't have to think about it.
And that's not happening.
No, not at all.
So that leaves moms being anxious.
It does, unfortunately. Sorry, moms. One more thing to worry about right now.
Florence Williams was a breastfeeding mother herself. She wrote the book Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History, which deals with a number of chemicals, including bisphenol A. Florence, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
I wonder what your response is to this. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Does it bother you, the presence of BPA in your plastic bottles? Do you look for products that don't have it, or you don't care? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or just go to our website at thetakeaway.org.